This week's episode is brought to you by Heroes Wanted Comics and Collectibles. Listen, if you live in the Middle Tennessee area, you have got to pay Mike and the gang at Heroes Wanted Comics a visit. I get my comics personally from there, and trust me, they treat you like family as soon as you walk in the door. Go to heroeswantedcomics.com for the location and their hours, and make sure you mention that Tyler Haynes from nerdwide.com sent you. Hey everyone, welcome to Nerdwide.com's weekly podcast titled Hero Cravings, The Multiverse, where we cover and break down all Marvel TV shows, Gotham, and Black Lightning, episode for you, the listener. As always, I'm your host, Tyler Haynes, with my main man, the co-host, the dude, Chris himself. Chris Rivers. Jesus, oh, I butchered it. Chris Rivers.
That's me, folks.
quick housekeeping, get this out of the way so we don't have to talk about it anymore. Don't forget to share, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you are listening to this. Make sure you rate and review us, and positively, of course, if you enjoy the show. It gets it out to more viewers, more listeners, so we can, you know, get this ball rolling a little bit more and potentially do more interviews. The more people who listen, the more apt we are to get interviews with some of the stars we talk about. Don't forget that Chris recaps Blacklist and Blindspot at purephantom.com. Make sure you check out those out weekly. I know the past 2-3 weeks, Chris has not been doing it. He's had a medical issue going on, but I think that is hammered out right now, Chris, and we're getting back into it this week.
That's the plan.
That's the game plan, so we'll keep it there. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We do box reviews of various movies and comic books. I just did The Raven by Wolfman, number one. It was excellent. Check it out on YouTube.com. You go to YouTube.com/NerdWide. You'll find us. You can find my beautiful mug on there. And
his mug's not beautiful.
Hurtful, Chris. Very beautiful. Now, this is our 18th official episode. Let me give you a recap of how this show is going to go down. Each week, we go through all of our multiverse TV show episodes in order as they air. We'll bring you our thoughts and reactions to every single one of those episodes. That being said, let's jump right on into it with Black Lightning, LaWanda, The Book of Burial. This is actually episode 3. I didn't write that in there. But we're on episode 3, LaWanda, The Book of Burial. We found, very start of the episode, Anissa, who is Thunder, which is her superman. She is testing out her power, seeing what really drives it, and, you know, trying to test it out like anybody would do, me included. Mm-hmm. It's all about her breathing, I'm guessing, her breathing and focus. She can't just go out there and, like, kick things.
Yet, anyway.
Right. She hang out that control over it. We are at LaWanda's memorial service. The reverend of that service is actually calling for 100 people to march against the 100. Obviously, that's going to be a big no-no. Jeff gets a new armor upgrade from Gambi. And his little lair down there is actually pretty cool. Because it looks like they've got they have a lot of, like, a virtual reality type thing. Mm-hmm. Like a little room. I thought it was really cool on how he was training and getting ready for that. We get a new character, a new player named Lady Eve. She's on Tobias' side. They're kind of like a partnership, I'm assuming. Of course, Tobias still believes that Black Lightning is dead. Each of them thinks the other is dead, which is obviously not the case. So, it was kind of cool to see this interaction between Lady Eve and, what'd she call her, his little minion, Death Eyes or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
that was kind of, we don't know anything about her yet.
No.
We find out that it was kind of like a big family episode, if you asked me, this week. We find out Khalil and Jennifer are planning to do the dirty, sitting out on top of the roof, getting planning, going to go to the hotel, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this was just so hilarious. They're planning it. Like, they're making an appointment to have sex for the first time.
The fact she went down to family dinner
and said on Saturday.
Yep. Don't worry, it's in the afternoon. It's okay. I was like, come on. Anissa is at the local library, it looked like, trying to study on genetics. And we get a new female character into the show named Grace. And, of course, Anissa being the lady lover she is, she was checking Grace out. And she's bending over. And lo and behold, what does Grace have in her back pocket? Which pisses me off. It's a comic book. But who bends a book, Chris? Who does this?
Awful, awful people.
No respect. But the comic book was actually a DC comic book titled The Outsiders, which is kind of confusing for me because obviously Black Lightning is a DC character. And what was kind of weird for me was that, you know, it was very much a DC comic book, The Outsiders. It was an older one. But she's reading it. So what this tells me is that DC Comics is a thing, but Black Lightning is not a part of, like, DC Comics.
So
as far as the show's concerned.
I have a quick update on Grace.
Uh-huh.
She actually is a superhero.
For real?
Yeah. I don't know that I agree with the casting choice just because of how the character's portrayed in the comics.
Uh-huh.
Because in the comics, she's supposed to be an Amazon.
Oh.
But Grayco doesn't exactly convey that.
Right.
Unless they're going to have her grow into... I don't know how what they're going to do there.
What's
but,
her superhero name?
Everything I've just seen is Grace. It's Grace Choi.
Just Grace.
Yeah.
What a name.
She has been affiliated with the Outsiders. So interesting that she was carrying the comic book.
Right.
And well, birds was... and Birds of Prey.
Yeah. Oh, I really want a bird base. I think we might be getting one down the line.
Would you like to know about her abilities?
Yeah, go ahead.
She possesses metahuman levels of strength, heightened durability and endurance, as well as regeneration and increased healing.
So kind of like Thunder. Well, we don't know about her healing or anything like that, but Anissa's got that super strength and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to play on with each other. And I wonder if she's already got her powers, though, because they were talking about, you know, they're flirting with each other, and then Grace invited Anissa to a superhero party. Everyone dresses up, wears their own suit, which I thought was kind of funny because Anissa was obviously Catwoman. Which her and her girlfriend break up, which was fine because, I mean, I don't even know her girlfriend's name. Wasn't that important from the previous episode. There was a mention of Supergirl. I should have written this down, but I can't remember if it was in reference to the comic books or reference to the world. But I don't think we'll ever see Black Lightning go to the Arrowverse. For just from what I'm seeing from fans and things like that.
Why not?
I've been, you know, I've been wrong before.
I mean, I think eventually they kind of have to.
Yeah. I don't know. I would like that a whole lot. I would say keep them separate, just like with what they've done with Supergirl. You know, they're different universes or different worlds. I think that'd be smart, if you ask me. Just because can you imagine, like, Jefferson Pierce with the rest of our small little Justice League we've got going on? How awesome that would be, especially since he's a father.
I'd be better than the Justice League movie, but...
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, Chris, so we'll get there. So Jeff is trying really hard to get Lynn back, and I can't stand Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn needs to go.
Yeah, she's like so two-faced. Like she's all about, you know, against the 100 and everything, but then she's very much so, well, you don't need to be Black Lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, dude.
I mean, in this episode, she does to the point where she says,
yeah,
you know, she always knew she was going to lose out to Black Lightning.
And she did. I mean, I don't understand. Like, you've got these powers, and you've already outed yourself as trying to do good, like in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing it. I mean, yeah. Your streets, Freeland wouldn't be like this if Black Lightning was still Black Lightning.
Right.
But we wouldn't have a TV show if that was the case. It was a hilarious scene with Khalil and Principal Jefferson in the hallways.
That was funny.
He said, Khalil, let me ask you something. What do you take a shower? I thought this was very perverted anyway, so it was kind of very funny to see Khalil do this. He said, you know, when you take a shower, what do you wash first? Then he said, you know, when you take a shower, what do you dry first? He said, because Khalil said his feet, and he would go up. And Jeff was like, okay. So you wouldn't have sex with my daughter with your fungus feet and your fungus, you know, southward parts or whatever. I was like, it's such a dad moment.
Yeah, it was something to the effect of, So the first thing you dry are your fungus feet, and then you dry the parts of your body that you want to touch my daughter with.
Right. Try my daughter's athlete foot. Well, she should never have athlete's foot.
Right.
I thought it was just hilarious. I'm really glad they put that in there. Like I said earlier, Nyssa and her no-named girlfriend break up. Oh, man, I love this show. And then we, Black Lightning and Gambi, make this whole route that's best for these protesters so Black Lightning can protect them, because obviously the 100 is going to put fear into their eyes and try to shoot these people down. We find out that Jeff's, even Lynn, is out there protesting, which was a shocker to me. Then, you know, Black Lightning intentionally stops the first two gunmen, and then Tobias and his death-eyed girl show up, and they shoot the rain. Tobias actually said, you know, you need to shoot Black Lightning. She misses. She kills the Reverend, and then the bullet went through the Reverend, who was leading the march, and hits Khalil. And we find that Khalil, who is a runner, and that's his, he said last week, he said, this is my way out of this town is by running. And the bullet hits his spine. He's going to live, but there's talks of him never walking again. So that sucks.
I've got a theory.
Okay.
Here I go with theories again.
He's going to be the Flash.
No. No, but you know what I could see him becoming is like an assistant to Gambi.
Oh, that'd go. Just have this whole big conspiracy going on and like, everything.
I could see him working alongside him to develop new technologies for Black Lightning and
potentially himself. I mean, he's smart. Yeah. He's a very smart kid.
Yeah.
Hey, Gambi, what was up with him deleting the photo evidence of Tobias being alive? Why wouldn't you show Jefferson that?
I think he doesn't, you know, because he became all consumed with trying to kill Tobias before.
Right.
And I think knowing that he's just got him back to where he's getting comfortable being Black Lightning again, I don't think he wants him to go off the deep end. He's trying to
repeat itself.
Yeah.
It was a really good episode. I was really happy about this one. Which Black Lightning is slowly but surely starting to become one of my favorite shows. I look forward to every single week. Mm-hmm. Just it's the writing's really well done. I don't know a whole bunch of the characters. Like I said before, during the pre-show, Chris, is that I went to Heroes Wanted Comics and Collectibles. Quick plug for them, our sponsors, and got the first two issues of this mini series of Black Lightning, and it's really good. There's obviously some changes in the. But it's still Tobias versus Black Lightning, and it's really well done. I advise everybody who enjoys the show to go to their local comic shop and pick these issues up. It's actually written by the writer who invented or, you know, developed Black Lightning. So it's really cool. So it's obviously great and everything like that.
Yeah.
Early numbers for this week, 0.8 rating, up 0.2. Wait, up 0.2. Jesus, spit it out. 2.21 up 0.27, and next week's episode is titled Black Jesus, obviously about Jefferson Pierce, because he gets called Black Jesus just about every single episode.
Yeah.
And of course we've got our last show is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but before we hop into that, Gotham will be coming back in less than a month now, on March 1st of this year. Obviously they had a new trailer come out that Charlie Ridgely promoted and wrote about on comicbook.com about him. So make sure you do check that out. It's really good. We've got a lot of cool things happening. So make sure this is your home for the recap and breakdown of Gotham. All right, Chris, the big show, the mid-season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That's what they're calling it.
Okay, so like the mid-season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., episode 510, titled Past Life. Of course, after this episode, we don't get another one until March 2nd, so the day after Gotham comes back. So we've got a whole month of dates. You know, Chris and I have been spitballing a little bit. What are we going to do to fill the time? Because all we'll have is Black Lightning to talk about. So what we're going to do is we'll probably bring in some questions from you guys. We might talk about theories and things like that. Just kind of like fill some time. So you're not just, we don't have like a bunch of, we just have what, 10, 15 minutes like lightning and then that'd be it. We love our fans. We want to give you as much stuff as we can. So we're working on some things. We're talking about some things. So again, if you got questions you want answered, theories you've got going on, let us know. We'll talk about it. You through this. But now that all that is done, let's jump right into it with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Very well done episode. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it. We find out, well, Cassius finds out about Sonara's death. They board the Zephyr trying to find our agents. They don't anymore. Matt tells Flint that he always has a home with him and Yo-Yo in the past. And I was hoping that Flint would go back, but I digress. Find out this seer is actually Yo-Yo from the future, which I kind of figured that out, especially since Yo-Yo was wanting to go back and see her. Now, we talked about Chris. Was it last week that we got the thing that article reported on? It's supposed to be like they're like a big WTF moment with the who the seer is.
Yeah.
Did you have that reaction?
Really?
I didn't until like they showed like that little, the all of her.
Yeah, when they showed all of her, I was like, what?
That I was, yes.
They but, cut off her arms from the elbow down.
Yeah, and I was just like, well, and she kept saying, you know, she always saw, because so Yo-Yo, past and future Yo-Yo meet each other, and it was like a big loop as the future Yo-Yo kept saying. And it was rough because Yo-Yo was their inhuman test subject. Whenever they were getting low on like blood or DNA for the Inhumans, they would bring her back to life and then kill her again.
Yeah.
Which I'm just like, oh, that's rough, you know? Didn't understand the cutting off her arm thing.
I'm wondering if she needs her lower arms to get the speed to go.
Connected to her power somehow.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, she never yo-yoed. The future Yo-Yo never yo-yoed during that whole part.
Right.
Yo-yo, 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 yo-yo.
Oh, no. He's stuck.
So Fitz, to me, gets kill of the episode by his wire decapitation. It was very much Ghost Ship. I don't know if you're familiar with that horror movie, Chris.
Yeah, I'm surprised you've seen it.
Yeah, well, you dated a girl once, so we watched that. Anyways,
you dated a girl once.
Yeah, just, you know, we didn't watch the movie much, if you know what I mean. Jamie, don't listen to that part. So, wire decapitation kills like three or four Kree. Like, one sliced like, his head off. One was like from underneath his eyes, you know, down. It was very cool, very wicked. Coulson makes Quake go back in the future. Now, this was kind of important to me because a little standoff, and of course, we don't have a lot of time for this. You only have one time where you can activate the obelisk and go back in the past. But Agent May, Agent Coulson, and Quake are sitting there arguing. Quake was like, I'm going to stay here. I don't want this future for anybody. She goes, well, obviously, we don't know if I'm in for this or not. She goes, but I don't want to take that risk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big argument, and it looked like, to me, Agent May was okay with that. And then Coulson just iced her. He shot her. He says, you know, she's coming with us anyways. Then we flash back over to future Yo-Yo and Yo-Yo. Ugh, Lord, that's like a tongue twister I can never get off. That Coulson is dying. And she tells past Yo-Yo to let him die. And that's, and you put a note here that says, you know, he could be saved, though. Future Yo-Yo said try not to save him because he believes in Daisy.
That's, so, yeah, he believes in her so much and her not being the real cause of this that he takes her back.
Right.
And if she's the cause of it, then he's just helping that future to become a reality.
Right. So I don't know what Coulson's dying from. Like there's never been like any mention to me of that. I remember that of him dying. Like he's got this big black thing on his veins and stuff on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that's about.
But yeah, I was trying to remember, if that had anything to do, seems like we got that before,
right,
back during one of Brett Dalton's storylines when he was the wasn't that when he was Hive,
right? Yeah,
what had, what there's
I don't know. Do you think they could do like a callback to that?
I mean, they could. but yeah, my question is, are we about to see Clark Gregg killed off the show this season?
I hope not. Because, I mean, this is Clark Gregg's show. But you've got to keep it going somehow, you know. Maybe, I would really love to see Clark Gregg on Infinity War. How awesome would that be?
The only thing I can think of that might give us a different timeline, I think what's going to give them the chance changing the future, is Yo-Yo, I think, got a little more info out of herself than she normally did when that came around.
Mm-hmm.
Because future Yo-Yo made the comment. She said, I always want to tell everything. But then I remember, I think she said something like, then I remember that this is how it's supposed to be or something. I don't know.
This is how she said it back. You know, it's like, it's just a big loop of time paradox.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully our team can stop this paradox from happening. Maybe we'll find out. Did they ever mention, before we get into this, did they ever mention Enoch being a robot or automaton?
No, the only thing we saw from Enoch was that he was, you know, he took the human skin off to take a shower at one
point. Right, so what's the, but we find out he's a robot and he's powered. Like I think that was kind of like a, in my opinion. But Enoch gets a blow / slice to the face by one of the Kree. We get more information he's a robot. Cassius is just a big whiny spoiled brat, in my opinion. He's kind of losing it. He takes this drug that only gives you anger and rage. He kills future Yo-Yo because he knows it'll be able to affect Mac. And kudos to Mac and the character. Why didn't I type that? Excuse me, sorry. The guy who Henry Simmons, who plays Mac.
Yeah,
the raw emotion in that scene where he sees Yo-Yo get killed.
Yeah,
I was like, oh man, and like especially because he sees her arms, he said, you know, who do you like? It was just a beautiful acting, great actor. I love Mac. He kills Cassius, and rightfully so. It was really awesome. He gets his little axe shotgun and drives it straight through his chest. Ah, thank you, Mac. Good kill. Good kills this episode.
That's such a great weapon, too.
Yeah, it's practical, if you ask me.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you get the sense that Agent May has a problem with ice? Like, I know we talked about it a little bit when we started talking about her first getting iced. Like, May was okay with her staying, it felt like to me. And then, like, she even made a comment to Coulson, you know, bringing her along even though she doesn't want to. I felt like she has a problem with that. I don't know. It's Mama May, as I like to call her.
I think she had a problem with it from two perspectives. One, if Daisy really wants to stay, who is him to tell her that she needs to come back? Who is he to force her to come back?
Right.
The other reason I think she had an issue with it is they've really been working toward... They've really been working towards she and wanting this future together.
Right.
And if Daisy is the cause of this, and if she quakes the planet Earth apart, that's not going to happen.
Well, we remember, was it two episodes ago when we saw the flashbacks with everything? It was last episode.
Yeah, and Coulson wasn't there.
Yeah, so with Yo-Yo telling, you know, don't prevent Coulson's death. So I wonder what's going on. I wonder if it's a whole... That's the reason quakes is because Coulson dies and she might lose powers or something like that, you know? And I don't know.
Or maybe it's in the not that he died. Maybe it's the fact that he's about to die and they're trying to save him when Daisy, in an effort to him with whatever saves him, quakes to take out whoever's stopping her.
Right.
And just loses control.
I don't know. Like, this episode left a bunch of questions, which is fine.
Well, it's a mid-season finale,
yeah,
so.
It's going to leave questions. I'm really curious for this, but we had what, three deaths? Like, three prominent deaths this episode. We had Deke, which did not see him do it because of how selfish he was. Mm-hmm. But I think it says a lot about his character. He in the future he helps Enoch press the button to activate the obelisk, and in doing so, Enoch's fusion power core, what keeps him alive, explodes and it's going to kill everybody. And yeah. So Deke said, he said, so basically anyone who's standing within a two, you know, anyone standing near you is going to be blown up and atomized. No, Enoch says, actually about atomized, yeah. He's like, he's going to stay with you again. And I love Deke's character.
Yeah.
Didn't see that. I didn't see his ending like that. But so we had Enoch die, we had Deke die, and then of course future Yo-Yo.
And Cassius.
I was going more so with our heroes, Chris.
Well, you know.
So we see the obelisk get activated. That was like the very last thing we see with our heroes. Then we come back from the little logo that they always do right at the end, and we see Tess flying Tess's ship and looking at the Earth, and then Tess holds up her little ball, and they said they have a clean slate. They said, what do we do now? And she hands a little Earth ball over to Flint. She says, well, here's your blueprint. And the chemistry between those two characters was really well done. And do you think that's the last we're going to see of Flint?
Probably. I think they kind of left it with you able to assume that he's about to put the Earth back together.
Right.
And
so they have a future. The Earth still has a future.
And he's going to have a relationship with Zombie Tess. So.
Zombie Tess. I liked Flint. I'm glad this part of the arc is over. I did feel like with you, you know, I know we both didn't really want this to keep going. I'm glad it was a good ending for this little pod or whatever you want to call it. Early numbers for this one, 0.6 rating, which is pretty steady. 2.19 million viewers, which is down 0.06. And like I said earlier, next episode we're going to get is March 2nd. So mark your calendars. We'll actually be back with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Gotham that week. We should have a full multiverse show. We'll have Black Lightning, Gotham, and Agents. So,
yeah. Now, one complaint about the situation. I don't know about you. I didn't notice a lot of commercials and advertisements hyping the mid-season finale.
No, they didn't. Like, if we weren't paying attention, we wouldn't have even known the mid-season finale.
Right.
So, they need to do some better advertising. But, for the next week's episode, next time, we get Dove Cameron.
Yeah.
We finally figure out about her. I did see the preview a little bit. It is, they are on all the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are on the list, obviously. Because if you think about it, in the past, we left with Fitz, you know, he ices himself so he can go back to the future, but the government and the army are still looking for him. That one character is still looking for them. That one chick, their subordinates.
Yeah.
So, I wonder what's going on. But I'm pretty sure Dove Cameron is someone's daughter. I just forgot who it was. So, Chris, it is time for the fan favorite segment, Douche Canoe of the Week. Who holds honor?
Well, you teased it already. It was Cassius.
Yes. Absolutely. R.I.P. the way he treated Yo-Yo. Mm-hmm. Like, that just does so. Just because he kept bringing her back to life. And it would kill her all over again. And I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah, it's brutal.
And then with the little steroid drug he gave the trainer of the Inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just like, that's all anyways. Whatever. So, take that, Cassius. You're dead. This will be your last Douche Canoe of the Week. Maybe. Chris, what was your favorite episode?
This was tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've really liked Black Lightning, each of the three episodes that have aired, and I don't think I've picked it yet.
I think this is your second week in a row for this choice.
I got to go S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's my favorite this week as well.
It was the mid-season finale. We got a bunch of answers. We got some things wrapped up, but they set up a lot of stuff for the next pod. And some important stuff, you know. What is going to happen to Coulson? Is he going to die? Mm-hmm. Is Daisy going to quit the part? How's the team going to survive that? Because we saw in the flashbacks, we saw May. We saw Fitz and Simmons. Can we see Mac?
No, Mac's dead.
Yeah, Mac apparently, I don't know if he was in the vicinity when it happened or what, but so how's all that going to play out? And like you said, Dove Cameron's character, what are we going to find out? They're on the most wanted list, so how are they going to get back in the good graces of the authorities if they do? They did a really good job of setting up the rest of the season.
Do you ever think we'll see Ruby, the seer for Argyres? So is that her name, Ruby? Why can't I think of her name?
Ruby is Sam's daughter on Supergirl. I think this one was wasn't it Robin?
Robin. Yep, that's cool. I wonder if we'll see Robin anymore.
I mean, she's going to be in the timeline, so
right. So I don't know how. And will we ever see the Inhumans or get mention of the Inhumans from the, you know, the, because now we're going back in the past when all this was going down. So do you think we'll even get a mention of them? I feel like they'd be doing themselves a disservice if they didn't.
Well, I don't know. I think Karnak would be the most useful Inhuman for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
For him being able to see how your actions are about to impact and how they're going to play out.
Ooh, with Quake and everything about the future.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else for this week?
No, I think that's it.
Well, everybody, that is it for this week. Make sure to review us on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you listen to us on your podcast service, and make sure you share it around on all of your favorite social media platforms. Speaking of social media, you can follow NerdWide's Twitter at nerd_wide. You can follow me personally at Ty_Haynes, and you can follow Mr. Rivers at MavTN7. Make sure if you do follow us, what show you come from. We like to engage with our audience, and we like to talk to you and get your thoughts on these shows. And like we said earlier, you know, during this little 3-week, 4-week-long hiatus we're getting with only Black Lightning, we would love to talk with you about our shows. We, you know, we get some little bit of interaction in there, so make sure you message us on there, or you can email us at nerdwide@gmail.com. But, as always, I'm your host, Tyler Haynes, with the man himself, Chris Rivers, and we cannot wait to share our thoughts with you next week.
See ya.